Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our weekly warnings from the Better Business Bureau. President and CEO Steve Burness joining us. Good morning, Steve. Tell us about this new text message scam.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yes, the Better Business Bureau Scam Checkers is giving us lots of reports that consumers are receiving a text message that there's a free gift for you, and that's all you have to do is click on the link or the text message. And obviously, it's asking you for personal information or might ask you for your account number. So you're getting from well-known companies like Amazon, AT&T. But again, these are imposters. It's not AT&T. It's not that. It's not anybody. It's Amazon. Mm-hmm. It's just the imposters trying to get you to separate you from your money in some way.
And there's also a phony email ripoff. And this appears to be a receipt for a new iPhone, right?
Yes, it's a new scam that's coming out now. Our scam tracker is reporting it, but it's not only email. It's also they're making phone calls, and I actually received a phone call at my house on this one. So basically saying that congratulations, you just ordered that new iPhone. However, if you didn't do it, Bob, please call this number, and we'll take care of it. And what they want to do is scare you, make you think that, oh my, I didn't purchase an iPhone, something's wrong. So and you call them at that number, it's a scammer. And they, of course, Bob, will immediately credit your account before it gets charged. What's your account number so we can get it, taken care of? And what's your credit card so we can reverse the charges? And again, it's just somebody trying to steal your information. So if you get an email or a text or somebody calls you on the phone and leaves a message saying, congratulations, you bought an iPhone, it's just a tip off to the ripoff, Bob.
Do you hear about a lot of receipts coming to you via email or text for things that you didn't buy? I got one recently from McAfee, and I'm thinking, oh, so after listening to you this morning, I'm now aware of the fact that they just want you to get in contact with them to say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't buy anything, and then they get information from you. Is that how it works?
Exactly, Bob. That's key how it works, is that they think you bought something, and then since you didn't buy, you're going to call them up and say, I didn't buy that. I want my account credited. Well, you never checked your bank to see if your card's been charged or anything like that.
Right.
They want to put that fear in you that you bought something. However, if you want a refund, Bob, you just need your credit card number to reverse the charges, and that's what happens. You give them your credit card number, and then they use identity theft. So You get very careful if you win a gift, or that you bought something you didn't buy, don't worry about those. Those are scams.
Yeah, man, a lot of people fall for that, I'm sure. Also, there's a new con where an energy company or somebody purporting to be an energy company can save you money. What's that one all about?
Actually, Bob, they're going door to door, so they're actually knocking on doors. The Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker is reporting that these con artists are posing as sometimes local government or local utility companies offering a phony home energy audit. Sometimes they want access to your home, to look around and check things out. It could be a thief in disguise. And it also could be an unscrupulous energy company trying to switch you over to their energy provider by telling you can save all this type of money. So be careful if somebody comes into your door or knocks on your door and wants access to your house and obviously wants your copy of your bill, because they may not be from where you think they're from, your local utility company or local government itself. And we're seeing lots of reports they're impersonating these utility workers. So we want people to be concerned about that.
Yep. Yeah. Finally, scammers are taking advantage of recent changes to student loan repayment programs. What do we need to know about this?
Well, Bobby, as you know, the current payments are paused, through August 31st, but there's still a lot of confusion among parents and students, and they're getting these calls from these organizations saying they can help them out, and help them, forbearance on this particular loan or help them reduce their debts by lowering payments. But they want this information from you. They want a lot, your Social Security number. They want your FSA number, your college information, and basically they're stealing your identity with that information. So if it's a legitimate organization, you know, research the lender itself. But if somebody calls you up and saying they can help you, we need your credit card information, or you got to pay this fee to, you know, help, you know, reduce your payments or even forgive your loan, be very wary, and that should be the tip off the rip off, Bob.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Thanks as always, Steve. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.